More than 15 years ago, major tire fires at New Richmond and other locations led to state efforts to recycle old tires. DNR official Joe Bruska says a program funded by a consumer fee subsidized the startups of companies that cut apart old tires.
There was a number of facilities that popped up around the state to clean up those stockpiles of tires. Once the funding source ended, many of these people's businesses ended, and we ended up with just a handful that continue with the collection of these tires. Some of them shred them up and reuse these for anything from daily cover at landfill sites to taking them to energy recovery facilities.
But 5 years ago, there was a large fire at a tire recycling plant in Auburndale, and now there's a fire still burning near Watertown. Bruska says the DNR had been working with the Watertown company to quit exceeding its license limit on tires. He says the state is trying not to shut down tire recyclers.
If we put them out of compliance or put them out of business, they go bankrupt. We end up with these orphan sites, and if they're over their allotted limit, we do not have the resources to clean them up. So our business is trying to keep them operational, keep them into compliance.
Bruska says it would help if the DNR had additional money to fund more tire recycling or hire more staff for state oversight of recycling companies. But so far, the idea doesn't seem to have much political support. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.